Let me ask you something. How much of your week gets eaten by emails and DMs? You know what I mean? The quick question that turns into a 30-minute thread, the donor who messages you on Facebook, the volunteer who texts on Instagram, and the board member who wants an update that could have been a link, it's endless. And let's be honest, you didn't start a nonprofit to live in your inbox. But here's the good news. You don't have to, because you can literally train an AI version of yourself to reply for you in your tone, your style, your personality, and keep your donors and team feeling heard around the clock. Hey, welcome back to the Million Dollar Nonprofit. I'm Tom Kelly, and today I'm going to show you how to train an AI version of yourself to reply to emails and DMs automatically so you can stop babysitting your inbox and finally get back to doing the work that actually moves your mission forward. The framework's simple, just three steps: model, memory, message. Step one, model. Teach AI how you sound. Before AI-generated content can respond like you, it has to sound like you. That means training it on your voice, not literally your voice recording, but your tone, your phrasing, your style. Here's how to do it. Pop into ChatGPT and give it a few real messages you've written. One email to a donor, one reply to a volunteer, one note to your team. Then tell it this: analyze my writing style from these three messages. Describe my tone, phrasing, and sentence structure. Then create a writing profile I can reuse for consistent responses. ChatGPT will come back with something like, warm, conversational, upbeat tone with short sentences and clear next steps. That's your voice profile, your digital fingerprint. Copy it and reuse it every time you want AI to write as you. That one simple exercise changes everything. Step two, memory. Train it with context. Now it's time to feed it your world. AI can't write smart replies unless it actually knows what you do. Your mission, programs, events, policies, all of it. So give it your FAQ, your about page, your last few newsletters. Then use a prompt like this. Here's our nonprofit's mission, vision, and donor FAQ. Use this information to write replies that reflect our voice profile and values. You've just built your own mini you. Now, when someone writes in asking, when's the next event, or how do I donate, it can answer instantly, just like you would. You can even take it a step further. If you're using tools like Go High Level, ManyChat, or Zapier, you can connect those AI-generated responses right to your inboxes. Every reply stays on brand, consistent, and human without you lifting a finger. Step three, message, automate the replies with boundaries. Here's the golden rule. AI should handle repetitive messages, not relationships. That means it's great for event reminders, donor FAQs, volunteer questions, quick links and resources. But when something's emotional, nuanced, or urgent, that's still you. Here's how to structure it. Write an automated response for incoming donor emails. The tone should feel warm and human. Include three possible next actions. One, quick answer. Two, personalized follow-up. Three, forward to Tom if needed. Now every message gets triaged automatically. Donors feel heard. Your inbox stays manageable. You can even teach your AI to flag high-value donors. When a message contains words like large donation, board, or press, send a follow-up notification directly to Tom. Now you've got your AI assistant, your filter, and your inbox manager all in one. Real example. A children's nonprofit built an AI assistant named Amy inside their CRM. They trained her using 20 of their directors' past emails and their FAQ sheet. Now, Amy replies instantly to volunteer signups, donation questions, and event inquiries, and she sounds just like the director. Same tone, same humor, same warmth. She even signs off with things like, "You're awesome for asking this." It saves their team about 12 hours a week, and most people don't even realize it's not her. That's the goal. Not fake, just faithful. Bonus prompt, create a structured AI training document for my nonprofit's communication style. Include examples of tone, phrases, preferred greetings, and when to escalate to a human. Now you've got an internal guide your whole team and your AI tools can follow. Your three quick action steps. One, create your voice profile. Feed ChatGPT 3 to 5 real messages you've written. Two, Train your context, add your mission, FAQ, and common replies. 3. Automate smartly. Use tools like Go High Level, Zapier, or ManyChat to route messages automatically. Tomorrow's episode, the AI voice memo trick that saves you 10 hours a week. Because if you've ever wished you could just talk instead of type, AI can now turn your voice notes into finished posts, donor emails, and even grant updates in minutes. And don't forget to grab my book, The Million Dollar Nonprofit, on Amazon. It's packed with automation systems that help you scale your voice and your vision without losing your heart. Need a free tool to start? Download the AI Growth Playbook, links in the show notes. And if you're planning a fundraiser soon, check out our sponsor, Charity Auctions. They'll help you launch faster, raise more, and stress way less. Links below. Model, memory, message. That's how you train an AI version of you so your mission keeps moving even when you're off the clock. See you tomorrow.